Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
You are God's, little g. You are God's because you came from God.
When I read in the Bible where he says, I am, I just smile and say, yes, I am too.
God came from heaven, became a man, made man into little gods.
We have the potential and the capacity through a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ to know God, but that does not mean we are God. The Bible is very clear. There is only one God, and he will not share his glory with another.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
What's happening?
We're going to church, baby.
Sounds like we're going back in time.
We're doing both. This is Wretched Radio. Let's go to a historic church in London and weep. It's the ABBA. It's the daddy. Can we just put that rumor to rest once and for all? By the way, I think it was in the 1960s. Could be off on the date. It was a professor who was the first one to determine that the Aramaic word for the male parent means daddy. Abba. He's just your daddy. And you're just his kids.
It was Joachim Jeremias.
What?
That was his name.
How you know it is?
I looked it up. Joachim Man, Jeremias. He later did. He did recant, though.
Okay, later but it on. Caught on.
It did.
And I think the reason it caught on is because of the evangelical trend to make God imminent. Forget this consuming fire business. No, he's our daddy. And you're just his kid. And this is a trend that has not helped anybody. And it is a trend that I actually just saw alive and well. Was watching, it was give or take 15 minutes, 20 minutes of a gospel presentation at an event that was designed to attract people so that they could hear the gospel. And overall, the guy knew his Bible, and the guy, you know, he was quoting scripture. So no reason to doubt the man's orthodoxy. But in the middle of his presentation of the gospel, he said, hey, there's a misunderstanding these days that God's just after you. He's going to get you. All he wants to do is just take you down. Well, that is the opposite of the truth. He's love. Okay. The problem with that statement is, first of all, it's partially right. God is love. But to deny that God is going to cut you down, that there is a day appointed for every person to give an account for their own lives and everything that they have done, to remove that, I think, is to remove the guts of the gospel. And I think there's two repercussions that are so devastating. Number one, people come because they just want a daddy. They don't come to be saved from the wrath of God. They don't see Jesus' sacrifice as being exceedingly kind because he absorbed so much wrath from the Father. The second problem is that one day when they learn about it, it's like, wait, huh? I was told God is my daddy and he's not mad about nothing. Well, God's anger is a provoked wrath. He's not a simmering deity. That is accurate. He's provoked to anger. But to deny that God isn't going to hunt everybody down and bring them into his courtroom of justice, I think is to remove the accuracy and the potency of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's just one fruit of this movement that has been going on for decades in evangelicalism. Lowering God, bringing him down to our level. He's our daddy, just a kid. By the way, speaking of evangelical, was having a conversation with Mrs. Friel just this morning, as we are wont to do. And we were talking about deconstruction that happens on university campuses. I think one of the reasons that so many kids, air quote, deconstruct is because they were never constructed in the first place because they were given the God is your daddy message. They weren't told that sin is exceedingly sinful and the wrath of God abides upon them. Escape that wrath by believing in Jesus Christ who absorbed that wrath on your behalf. And so what have we done? We've created oodles of what they're calling exvangelicals. Isn't that clever? ex-evangelicals. And Mrs. Friel, I don't know what stirred her. She said, actually, I think so many of these students, rather than ex-evangelicals, they should be called fungelicals. Because church has been about fun. Church has just been about having a good time. Hey, come to the water slide thing. We'll talk about Jesus just a little. Come have a pizza. Come whatever though. Come to Womboland. And the kids were amused. They run off to the university campus. They're confronted by some really smart people who have honed their message. And guess what? They become ex-evangelicals because we're raising up so many fungelicals. I think there's another, let's see if we can keep going with this. We'll call it emojelicals, emotive evangelicals. I got to feel everything. I got to have a buzz all the time. And they're constantly going to concerts. They're constantly listening to music that gets them to feel, to stir something because everything is about emotions. How many churches make it about emotions, make it about fun? And by the way, these churches that make it about fun, you take out some of the kids' programs, that church will shrink or die. I'm not kidding. You take out Womboland from Andy Stanley's church, that thing will shrivel. Now, I don't think it'll die, but it will definitely diminish in size. Why? Because they spent, I'll bet, millions of dollars, not exaggerating, millions of dollars to create a big fun center called Womboland so that parents will bring the kids because the kids at least don't go kicking and screaming because they have fun at church. And what happens to these fungelicals? They become ex-evangelicals. Is that how they say it? Exegeticals. No, that's something completely different. Ex-evangelicals. But I digress. We're going to church in London to listen to this ABBA. You say, what is ABBA doing in a church? Well, they're not, unless they're, of course, in Sweden and they're going to a Lutheran church. This is an historic church in London. It's called something. The Bishop of Fulham, the church is St. Andrew's. Apparently, they booked out the space. I get it, especially in America. We have these multi-purpose facilities. Nothing wrong with it. I get it. One day you're doing church. The next day or that afternoon, you can be playing basketball. I get it. But there's just something about these dedicated spaces and the people who built them, the people who erected these magnificent cathedrals and churches in Great Britain, they did not build them so that somebody could rent it to play ABBA, Dancing Queen. They built it to set it aside as something special, something unique, something different, and something transcendent. They wanted you to feel small so that God would be esteemed as big. Look at how we've changed that understanding of what God is and who we are. This group, they booked out the place. 360 people are singing along to the Supremes, not the actual Supremes, of course, but the Supremes, I'm going to make you love me. When suddenly the Bishop of Fulham appeared on the stage barefoot and in a bathrobe, telling everybody they got to go because they're making a terrible racket, quote. It was a misunderstanding. They actually had the place booked until 11 o'clock. When the clock struck 10, he was all over it. Get out of this church. I can't sleep because the parsonage was right next to the church. And wow! Did he get a shellacking for that? Why do I bring this up? Because this is indicative of the age in which we live. We are in a therapeutic culture. We are in the era of expressive individualism. If you desire to do something, anything that feels good, that emanates from the innards, and somebody puts the kibosh on it, guess what? They are committing the most serious crime. They are keeping you from expressing your authentic self. That is a high crime. That worldview is sweeping the globe. That nobody can stop you from being your authentic self. This bishop, he kept them from doing that. And wow, did they complain. Hey, and I'm paraphrasing, but these are the quotes from the article in Christian Post. They didn't get to sing their solo. This man is horrible. Guess what? He had to issue an apology, acknowledging the distress. The distress? The words have no meanings. I mean, I know we're confused about Abba, meaning daddy, but distress? I mean, I think like, okay, you're bankrupt. There's no food in the cupboards and your kids are hungry. Okay, that's distressing. Being told, sorry, you got to go. You can't be singing your little Abba song, which is what they were prepared to sing next, the Abba song. And the person who was apparently singing the solo felt totally violated. And people expressed their anger to the point where this guy had to say, I'm sorry. This is the age in which we live. This is the worldview that is being downloaded into your children as we speak, which in my estimation is one of the reasons that we are seeing so many ex-evangelicals. Wanted to give you one last shot at the Abba, Jimmy.
Thank you. Thank you.
I can see you getting down with your bad self there. Yeah. This is Wretched Radio.
Hey, thanks for listening to Wretched Radio today. Picture this. Every morning, countless Christians are waking up and wondering how they're going to navigate today's increasingly complex and upside-down world. And that's where Fortis Institute comes in. Not just another ministry, but your daily partner in standing firm in biblical truth. I mean, you've probably noticed that we're different from our daily podcasts like Integrated with Dr. John Krotz or Thrive with Pastor Brad Bigney. We're bringing together some of the most trusted voices in Christianity to help you and your local church thrive. But here's the thing. This mission, well, it takes resources, and that's where you come in. By becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner, you're not just supporting a ministry, you're investing in the spiritual fortification of countless believers and local churches across the nation. So will you join us? Visit FortisInstitute.org right now to become an ongoing monthly gospel partner, and together we can help Christians stand strong in their faith no matter what challenges tomorrow brings. Wretched. Amazing grace. Amazing gospel.
Perhaps you've been wondering, is there a Christian university that isn't woke or that hasn't compromised on important biblical doctrines like, you know, the age of the earth? There is. It's the Master's University in Southern California. Beautiful campus, all of the athletics and activities that you've come to expect from universities. But it's more than that. The academic programs are most excellent, preparing students for the future. The Washington Post just said, number 6 for preparing students for the real world. All that, plus the Master's University isn't woke, and it is thoroughly biblical. Would you like to learn more? I encourage you to visit the Master's University at masters.edu/wretched, masters.edu/wretched.
So here's something you don't hear every day. Hey, we're closing our store to serve you better. That sounds a little backwards, right? Well, it actually makes perfect sense in our world. We're permanently shutting down and closing the Fortis store at fortisinstitute.org. But before you panic, here is why. Our gospel partners have made it possible for us to offer all of our resources digitally for free on Fortis Plus. We're basically going to become the Netflix of biblical resources, except without the subscription forever. It's free. But here's the thing. We've got all this physical inventory just sitting around, and we want to put it in your hands. And so if you want an opportunity to grab books and DVDs and CDs and booklets, you've got this month to do it. Up to 75% off. Think of it like this. This is our going out of business because we're getting into a better and bigger business sale. Head to FortisInstitute.org because, you know, sometimes closing a door means opening a much, much bigger one. FortisInstitute.org.
Important dates in Christian history. 385 AD. In Milan, Bishop Ambrose defies the Empress. This event helped to establish the precedent of the Church confronting the state when necessary to protect Christian teaching and oppose injustice and corruption in government. This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Have I got good news for Jimmy? This is Wretched Radio. Guess who's coming to Atlanta, Jimmy?
Who?
ABBA.
Ah!
The Voyage Tour. They're back. And they're peppier than ever.
Oh, shoot me.
That's not them singing. That's lip sync. That's the original recording. How are they getting away with this? Didn't they at least re-sing it and then lip-sync it? August 15th, Jimmy, you're not going to want to miss it.
Hey, I'll give you my ticket.
Hey, speaking of August dates, that's the best segue I've got. Some good news for you. The Wretched store is closing down, not because we're going out of business, but because I guess we don't want to do business. We don't want to sell stuff anymore. We want to give it away. Why? So more people can download it, so that people around the globe can have these resources. Right now, everything that we have produced is free at FortisPlus.org. So why are we having a sale? Well, we still have some stuff in the warehouse. So we're having a closing the store sale, and the prices are absolutely crazy. And so people, they're getting it because you're never going to find stuff cheaper. In fact, I might point your attention to biblical counseling books because we've had a bunch of those now because of Transformed. And we'll still provide the links so that you can find those resources because they've all been curated by David, who did such a great job with the Transformed TV series. But right now, all of those biblical counseling books, which you really... really, if you've never been exposed to biblical counseling, jump in. Get, for instance, even Jimmy, would you go to the website machine? Go to the store. How much is the Ted Tripp book? Not Ted Tripp, Paul Tripp book. Instruments in the Hands of the Redeemer. It's a magnificent book. Whether you're going to go into biblical counseling or not, it's never been cheaper. So please get your stuff before the store closes for good. FortisInstitute.org. FortisInstitute.org. You find it, Jimmy?
It's rolling. All right, Ted.
Hold on. Wait a second. Don't you worry. I can fill the time. Yeah. There was something about the 70s that just makes me... It was the 60s and the 70s that were revolutionary decades, weren't they? These were the official decades where we decided to cast off the old world. Those ancient paths, they're not for us anymore. We need to express ourselves. And speaking of expressing ourselves, I think that's one of the reasons why so many couples are getting divorced. Because they are told that you cannot be told you're not doing it right. You can't be told that you're getting in the way. You can't be told to shut the cabinet door. You can't be told to change the oil. You can't be told that that maybe wasn't a nice thing to say. You must be fully affirmed. If not, the person who is criticizing you, not agreeing with you, affirming you full-throatedly is toxic. And what happens when somebody who believes that worldview enters into a one-flesh union and shares a roof and a bed with another self-absorbed individual? Pew! That was my explosive sound effect. Pew! You got yourself a war. And so many people struggle. So we've got a TV series called Transformed. It's season 4. It's Dr. Lou Priolo. Counseling couples. Does the subject of expressive individualism come up? Yeah, because that's the problem. And that's the purpose of marriage. To get us to stop living for ourselves and to live for another. You know, the way our Savior did. We're dropping a new episode every single week. It is absolutely free at FortisPlus.org. Don't be deceived by the plus. It should be called Fortis Free, but it's FortisPlus.org. And then you can scoot over to FortisInstitute.org and get Instruments in the Hands of the Redeemer for how much?
$7.99.
Oh, it's a hardback.
Yeah.
It'll help you in your relationships. Doesn't mean you have to become a biblical counselor. It'd be great if you did, but you don't have to. It'll simply help you in your relationships. FortisInstitute.org. As long as we're in England, Carl Truman writing an open letter, if you will, to the Church of England. Why? Because it's lost its way. I mean, it's like totally lost its way. The Church of Wales, I don't know if you heard this, the Church of Wales, they just instituted, or whatever they call it, a lesbian archbishop. She's openly in a same-sex relationship. Why? Because in 2021, the church in Wales voted to allow the blessing of same-sex unions. In the meantime, the Scottish Episcopal Church and the Presbyterian Church of Scotland already permit same-sex marriage ceremonies. Well, now they've just let the rotten fruit continue to flourish. Did that make sense? Does rotten fruit flourish?
Mm.
Well, it's gonna, because that's what I said. And I'm a talk show host. So therefore, it makes sense. They have gone full bloom outside of orthodoxy. They really do need to do what Carl Truman said, and that is change your name. You're not a church anymore. A church is a Christian word. So many of these people in the Anglican Communion, look, there's some good Anglicans, don't get me wrong, but overall, the Church of England is so sub-Christian. No, it's almost anti-Christian. It seems that they detest the Bible. The Jesus of Scripture, whoa, not a big fan of him. We know better. We've got to update. And Carl Truman writes, there's one last action the Church of England needs to take in order to bring its paper orthodoxy into line with its practices. Drop the word church from your name. It's very clear. It has found Orthodox Christianity to be an embarrassment for some time now. Yep. That is inevitable. When a culture that excludes the biblical anthropology of dependence upon and accountability to God collides with a religion that includes all without exception who seek to be truly human, sinners in need of God's grace. They want their cake, they want to eat it too. We want the religious trappings, we just don't want the religion. We like the formalism of it. We dig the smell of incense. Oh, the cathedrals are lovely if they're not being used for Dancing Queen concerts. But they don't believe the core tenets of the Church of England, which, by the way, are small O Orthodox. They have abandoned that, jettisoned that, while still saying, we want you to respect us and let us keep doing our thing. It's time for them to lose the word church. And all of these religions, these pastors that are so anti-Christian. Why? Be something, make up your own thing. See how many followers you get. Why do you have to hack away at biblical Christianity? Truman, a decision must be made. And the Church of England decided to pursue unbiblical exclusivity long ago. It's time to carry through to its conclusion the process of which this latest move is but a minor part. The complete detachment of the organization from historic Christianity. Tragic. And speaking of tragedies, how's about the Spurgeon College closing down? I'm not talking about the Spurgeon Center, which is at Midwestern Baptist Theological Seminary in Kansas. I'm talking about Spurgeon College. This is the college of, well, you guessed it, Charles Spurgeon. Otherwise, wouldn't that be something if Spurgeon College came from somebody besides Charles Spurgeon? I think they've been around for like 169 years, and they're closing down. What a bummer. But one wonders, did Spurgeon College lose its way long ago? Jimmy, you've done some very thorough research on the Spurgeon College. Did something happen in 2022, 2023?
Yes.
What happened, Jimmy?
A guest chancellor, is that what it's called? Honorary chancellor was named.
Chancellor.
Yeah.
All right.
Rick Warren. Mm-hmm. And now it's closed.
Charles Spurgeon would have had nothing of the purpose-driven church. He would have denounced that. He would have said, wow, I thought the downgrade controversy was bad. The purpose-driven church, yikes. He would have scalded that, and rightly so. Well, they made that fellow the chancellor of Spurgeon College, which is simply a sign that they lost their bearings. And it's just another tragic episode in evangelical Christianity that is indeed jettisoning its own roots. We're not that far behind the Church of England. Yeah, we're holding on to some of the moral stuff, sort of, but we're not far behind when it comes to trying to soften everything, dull the sharp edges, so that people will, you know, like us. And what are we creating? Oodles. That's right, oodles of ex-vangelicals. This is Wretched Radio.